Welcome, listeners, to the final arc of Volume 1 of Fictional Heroism, or the last arc for the Aberrant Adventures feed. We're rebranding and essentially releasing new feeds specifically for campaigns that we'll be updating in seasons to make it a little easier for people to keep track of the games they want to listen to and not have to necessarily wait while we switch campaigns, if that makes sense. Special thanks to Adam of Fun and Stowers, who produced the new music for Fictional Heroism Going On that you should be hearing in a little bit. If you enjoyed our shows, you should also be checking out the network we're a part of, the Fun and Stowers Network, whose promo we'll be playing next, and then we'll be on to the show.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special news bulletin. On the frontier of the internet is a new website being constructed called FunInstallersNetwork.com, where they install fun directly into your brain, where they do collaborations with other creators, such as video game reviews, podcast episodes, art galleries, and they even do little game master tips for you who like tabletop role-playing games. So make sure to go over to FunInstallersNetwork.com and tell them that this really cool radio guy sent ya. Now back to your regularly scheduled program, whatever it may be.
Then I'll step through onto the stage, just through the tear, stepping onto the stage.
He's going to immediately follow. I have a feeling that she's probably seen and dealt with these before.
Yeah, I follow after.
Yeah, Wily will also go.
Yep, guys are right behind.
Right. I make a be quiet gesture to the child through the tear and then close it behind us.
The child just zips their mouth.
Perfect.
Literally or figuratively?
Figuratively.
I just wanted to make sure we didn't leave a shapeshifter or something behind.
Fucking terrifying.
The BBEG was the kid the whole time.
Yeah.
Figuratively, just a child. I didn't even ask his name.
I do like the imagery of like the camera staying on the child and zooming out, and we just have like this image of like this shell-shocked kid sitting on the floor in a bathroom as, like, this light just closes up.
I'm not particularly good with children.
Yeah.
All right, we're on the stage. Are we surrounded by enemies? Was this a bad choice?
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I'm gonna... Ari! Roll... I'm gonna do something evil. Roll me and look roll.
A what?
A luck roll.
So this will be 2d6, since you are doomed.
I am doomed. That is 5.
Ooh. Yikes.
You know, comes with the job.
We can always count on your rolls to make things interesting.
You guys, as you land on the stage, the lights go out around the stage.
That wasn't me.
And you start to hear the chittering noises and movement in the darkness. I need everyone to roll me and act under pressure.
Okay.
Alrighty.
Okay, that's an 8.
That's an 8 as well.
That is an 8 as well.
Ah! That's a 5.
No! That's not an 8.
That's one of my goodness. You're bringing down the average.
This is hilarious because I got a 3.
Oh no. Nobody full succeeded. That's great.
Yep.
So,
wait,
you guys.
I leveled up.
Yeah. Hey!
Do you guys want the good news or the bad news first?
Let's have the good news.
Well, the good news is Raj, Wily, Alexander,
Wait, did I get... No, wait. Who rolled low?
I rolled low, and River rolled low.
Okay, so Raj, Alexander, Ari, you start to feel something climb up your back, and I think you managed to turn and just kind of, like, shake it off.
No!
Uh-oh.
No!
But the lights flick on as you see... You can clearly see three kings of mice with their clubs heading towards... No. Ten men. Ten men also heading towards the stage.
I just wanted a mice and men reference. That's all.
And, Wily, Teddy.
Yeah.
You feel something on your back. And you're really angry all of a sudden. Angry that you've been put in this situation that you look around and you hear this voice saying, "I'm gonna die here," and it's all thanks to these chuckleheads. And you have the urge to attack your friends. What do you do? And I feel like the picture of this too is what do you guys do to prepare for this? I guess that's me growing up. I should have said, what do you guys do with this new information? Is these new things going on?
I'm just thinking.
Yeah, I've been talking too much. You all go first. It's a bad habit.
No, you're fine. Alexander.
Sorry. I meant that for Wily and Teddy first. Just because you guys haven't. I'm giving them the chance to. Sorry, my bad, Jason.
Oh no, you're fine.
I just for you guys to set the scene that you guys are turned. I guess. Sorry, my bad.
Yeah, Teddy's angry and she wants to attack everybody, but she knows at the very least, most of these guys she just met this morning, but she at least knows that she wouldn't want to, like, actually hurt Ari. So I am going to try to fight this compulsion. Do I feel the thing at the back of my neck? Could I maybe start, like, batting at it and trying to fight it off?
I think this would be, let's do an active pressure, but it's already on you. The negative one is...
Okay.
Basically the rat doing the whole, like, get someone on you or your back on a video game, you have to go back and forth until they finally let go.
All right. Well, you said negative one?
Yeah.
That is still a 7.
Woo! Nice.
Right.
Okay, I think you resist this, and I think it's a lot of struggling back and forth, and what I'm going to throw with a 7, one, you knock yourself back, but you lose your grip on your grimoire. Two, you manage to knock it off. Don't lose your grimoire, but you take one damage, ignore armor, because you're doing, like, maybe something like you prematurely fire a blast of magic at your feet to throw yourself off balance and it gets scraped off, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can blast this off, but someone's going to get caught in a crossfire. Because you're resisting it, so maybe, like, when you're resisting it, you're aiming towards it, but you're so focused on it, you're not focusing where aiming, if that makes sense.
Yeah. I think I'll take that last one because, so somebody's going to get caught in the crossfire. She's not thinking a lot right now. She is mostly just focusing on stopping whatever's causing this.
Okay. Let me look at the list. Here I see Teddy kind of thrashing around and struggling to put their arm back, and then they fire off. Oh no, I'm sorry, River. I rolled a 1d6 to see who got hit. Guess what I rolled?
Ari?
Yeah! You're seeing Teddy just thrash around, and there's just like a burst of magic, and she kind of shoots it off her back, and then Ari, I think it hits your foot, and you take one harm, ignore armor.
Oh, that's all right.
And she's just wildly blasting around.
We're going to have a serious talk about that book after all of this.
But I get the thing off?
Yeah, you get the thing off.
Okay, yeah. So I get it off and I look at Ari after that and I'm like, yeah, I think we do. Maybe it'll listen to you. So, these things are close. Everybody okay? Check your necks.
I'm okay. Everybody else, sound off.
I'm all good here, and I just lift up the keyblade and like take a stance towards these dudes.
All right.
Catman.
I think that Wily got infected too, is the word I'll use. And I think he was like starting to feel angry and trying to look at something to lash out at. And I think maybe he sees like the keyblade being raised as like a threat. And I think he's gonna pull out his cane and go to try and hit why am I remembering your name and not your character's name?
Bishop.
Alexander,
yeah. I think he goes and tries to strike at Alexander with his cane.
Cool.
All right.
Because he still hasn't figured out what's going on to him yet.
All right, roll, kick some ass.
All right. That's a 7.
Bad kitty.
All right.
How would Wily
come at Alexander?
Well, I think Wily would just, like, hiss and, like, just run at him. So he probably hears the hiss and sees him raising his cane at him, so... However he would respond to that.
Can I contest this with a protect someone?
Yeah.
Ooh. But
the person I'm trying to protect is Wily.
Oh, I like that.
Love that.
Because, like, Wily's my friend. We've been through some shit. We've seen each other piss and shit in the trenches. So.
That's specific.
It's very specific.
Did you have to clean up his afterwards out of like a big box or anything?
Nearby, actually, so we just kind of kicked it over. He's actually pretty good about taking care of it himself.
Mm.
but yeah, can I protect someone to try and... Because like, here's my justification. I already know that these things try and infect people because we've seen that. And I've seen it, like, try to do it to me, in addition to, like, my Destiny's Play thing at the beginning of the mystery. So, like, I know, I feel like in this situation, I would catch up pretty quick, like, oh, Wily would never do this unless this thing that tries to control people would want it to. So can I, like, try and defend myself by breaking that connection?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to try and protect someone.
You got this.
I do not.
I mean, you do have luck.
I do have luck.
How bad is it? Is it help outable?
Yeah.
No, it is.
Oh, okay.
It is a 3 on the dice, +2, but -1 because I had a -1 to tough rolls.
Crushing it.
Oh, man.
Luck or get hit by a cat?
I'm going to get hit.
Okay. Andrew, how much damage does the cane do?
Yeah, it only does 1 damage. I was going for, like, a clashing of, not blades, but, hand weapons, because I saw a hand weapon.
Okay. that's what happens. And, well, here's the thing, Alexander. I think with that, you managed to stop. There's a clashing of blades where, like, Kane and the Keyblade are against each other, but while all this has been going on, you hear a stomping sound behind you as one of the Mouse Pyre Kings has caught up to the group. And okay, one of them gets caught up, and everyone else kind of sees this thing open up, and how do I put this without implying Vore?
I was immediately going to be like, you're going to Vore me. Great. You're going to...
Yeah.
You're going to FNAF me. You're going to stuff me in a, in a spring lock suit.
Yeah, that's pretty accurate, because you just see it open up and just kind of like... almost like a mouth just clomp down on Alexander and start to pull him inside. Just like the child you guys saw earlier. Or found earlier. What do y'all do? Oh, also, Alexander, you take 2 harm, ignore armor.
Damn. All right.
Well.
You are now restrained.
I'm unstable now.
Awesome.
I would like to quickly banish whatever is on the back of my cat friend.
All right.
Could I try to use magic to banish a spirit or curse from the person, object, or place it inhabits?
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to point the tip of the foam sword at whatever this thing is, and let's see. Fingers crossed. Okay, that's very good. That's 9 on the dice plus 3 is 12. We don't have time for this, Mr. Meowser, please. Your friend has been eaten by a carnival attraction.
Yeah, I think with that, you gesture at the thing, and I think it just kind of, in a cool-ass motion, it's literally like the... Nerf sword, almost thinking like the picture, almost like a Nerf sword, almost turning like you literally just kind of like chop it off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
As the Nerf sword, then the sword becomes like almost like a lightsaber.
Perfect.
So you feel in the background a lawyer somewhere tearing out his hair at another copyright infringement.
Does it like completely disappear, or is there like some remains that like fall onto the floor?
It literally lights up. Like a, like if you were to toss a vampire out into broad daylight.
Okay. I think that, so Wily, I mean, he dealt with these things earlier and knows that they were controlling people. So when all of a sudden he feels better, he's like rubbing the back of his neck and feeling nothing there. He just turns to Ari and sees what he had done, and he's like, oh, thanks. I'm supposed to eat these things. They're not supposed to eat me.
Save your thanks. Your friend is in trouble.
And he turns around and sees Alexander in need and would like to do something about it. I'm not really a fighty boy, but I think that in the moment, that is exactly what he's going to try to do. He's going to try to... He's got the cane in hand. He's going to go try to whack this thing to hopefully... Well, actually, could I roll and protect someone on him? You know? Like, because my goal is to get him out of the situation, so...
Yeah, I would say you could roll protect someone.
Okay. That is that cool or tough? I always forget that one.
That is tough.
Okay. All right, that's a 9.
That's enough.
Yeah.
All right, yeah, I think with a 9, what happens is you see this, and you pull some Spider-Man shit.
Okay.
Because I feel like what happens is you use your cane and you swing it up, and you kind of, like, yank up and kind of kick up off the ground and move your mass to pull Alexander free, and Alexander, you can remove that harm. But what happens is because you got all this momentum from swinging forward, you basically kind of swing into the center of the thing and end up you take 1 harm, ignore armor as it doesn't fully close on you because it was already trying to close on Alexander before you pulled him free.
Mm-hmm.
And you're basically one arm and one leg are trapped inside this thing, and the rest of you is kind of hanging out the chest.
Okay.
Like some FNAF or shit with the Fredbears or the Nightmare Fredbear.
Right.
And your cane arm is the one that's outside and not restrained.
I hate this. I hate everything about this. Raj just wants to stuff his chainsaw into it and just go, no.
Do it.
And that's what he's going to do. But, like, I will show you just how much, if this succeeds, I will show you just how much I hate this. Yeah, the dice agrees with me because I rolled a 13.
Nice.
Let's go.
Yes.
So, like Raj starts to chainsaw, but here's the thing. He doesn't run. He just slowly walks over and slowly stuffs the chainsaw in as he pulls Alexander and Wiley out and goes, I hate everything about this. I hate this. This is gross.
How much damage does that do?
You got a 10 plus, you can pick an extra effect.
Ah, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, I want extra harm. And chainsaw is 3. Messy.
So 4.
And
yep.
Okay, so...
And Raj's, like, eyes are just, like, bugging out from just how mad he is. It's just, I hate this.
Well, here's a fun thing, I think, as you're doing this. It starts to scream, and you're tearing up the insides of it.
Good.
And you recognize the voice. It's like, ah! This is the one that was mocking you earlier, and it is looking... It is... There's, like, blood-filled stuff popping out of it.
It's awful.
Raj does the angelic hand sign for which is the equivalent of flipping you off. Yeah, Michael taught me that one.
But here's the thing.
Yeah?
It swings down with the king's rod and hits you for 3 harm.
Oh my.
As it just wallops you across the head. It is looking very bloody, though.
Raj takes this happily as he just shakes his head side to side and goes, my name is Raquel, and I may be in this fleshy, smelly, small body. Today's the day you die.
Quick, somebody hit him!
Hey, Sean, what was that thing that you said about my harm earlier? I wanted to clarify that.
Based because successfully protected someone, so you take back the harm from the angle.
Cool. Do you want me to mark unstable, or should I stay unstable?
Oh, no, I'll go keep unstable.
Okay. I feel like that's fair. Cool. Now that I'm free, I'm just going to take a big, like, backswing, essentially, and try and bury the side of the trident into this thing's, like, head.
Excellent.
Ooh, that is a 10 on the dice plus 1.
Incredible.
You should literally, like, jump off Raj. Use him as, like, a springboard.
Yeah, what I'm imagining is, like, you pull Alexander and Wiley out, and Alexander, like, falls to the side, gets his footing, and then just, like, does a full spin around his back, and swings the trident at, like, the side of the head of this thing. And so that would do, let's see, 2, 3 harm.
You can pick an extra effect as well.
Oh, yeah, because it's a 10 plus. Yeah, I'm going to take the advantage on this, and I'm going to toss that over to Wiley, because Wiley just got tossed out of here.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I think with that, it's you do a lot of damage with this, and it looks like it's ready to go down, but there's... Alexander, you realize there's something you're missing. It looks like it's ready to go down, but there's it's still moving its body around. There's an element to this that you're missing about its nature, if that makes sense.
Okay, so that makes me personally draw a conclusion based on previous mysteries that we've had with specifically Alexander. So I don't know. Should I roll to see if Alexander makes this same connection?
Yeah.
Okay.
What is the conclusion you're trying to make? I guess it would be the question.
I think that this is like the false Hydra that we already fought with the lore worm, where you had to take out a specific part of it for it to actually go down. And in this case, if this is like the 3 blind mice, then maybe they all have to go down together, because like this is a parasitic web. This is a hive mind.
Yeah, well, let me roll plus sharp.
Okay.
But if it's a hive mind, wouldn't that dictate that there's a essentially a dominant?
Yeah, like maybe a queen.
Right.
Okay. This is a 6 plus 1. So that's a 7.
You're thinking on this, and you hear Gabe in the back of your head, and he's like, I see what you're thinking, Alexander, but I think it's something else. The things aren't... Why isn't it going down? It's just a bunch of stuffed animals tied together, isn't it?
It's connected somehow. All of the plushies seem to be aware of the other ones.
I don't even get how it stands up. It's just me. It doesn't have any bones. It doesn't have any organs.
Alexander, in the mind space of Alexander and Gabe talking to each other, he just shrugs and is like, magic, how are you here?
Alright, that's fair. You guys see that it's taken damage, and if it was a flesh and blood human being, it would be down, but it's still moving, and I think also, too, you're focusing on it, Alexander, you feel a sharp, from your original kick some ass, you feel a sharp electric jab as one of the 10 thralls have made its way over and jabs you with a stun gun while you're trying to behead this thing.
Ooh, okay.
And you take one harm and stun.
Alright, it's gonna take me a second to do anything.
What was it that you threw over to me again?
A plus one.
I give you a plus one forward.
Okay.
It's another...
I knew I missed something because I was like, did you throw me something physical or did I like miss something? And then my brain thought it was physical, so that makes more sense.
Now the thralls are here again?
Yeah, they were coming along with the three mice kings.
Three of them are here?
There's three mice king coming towards you guys. They're all coming with you and they're being followed by thralls. In this case, one of the thralls that following the one that everyone's messing up has gotten into the ring, into the platform, so to speak.
Mm. Yeah, because when we came through the...
We don't have to go to the trouble of finding all three of them and gathering them together because they have conveniently done that for us. That's what's going on?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
The luck roll was that they were ready for you, so that I would say there's 10 per king.
Oh.
Yeah, because like when we came through the portal and we had that bad luck roll, like I remember you saying that like all three of them were already here and that's why we were surrounded. So, yeah.
Yeah, they were basically within viewing distance you guys could see of the stage. And now one of them's caught up. The other two are on their way.
Mm-hmm.
And each one has their own mob.
Okay.
All right, I'm trying to make it feel like a fun alley. Raise the stakes.
Well, that's fair. That's fair.
I don't know.
30 minions and 3 bosses.
You know.
Same old, same old.
And I'm holding a foam sword.
Just another day at the office.
Yeah.
Just picture that it's a Minecraft foam sword, too.
Excellent.
Perfect.
I like it.
And the max we can do is 4 each.
Have you...
We're done!
Has Ari already tried to enchant his weapon for at least the sword he has today?
I have not, no.
Okay, I'm gonna really look at everything that's happening around us, and I'm going to reach out to the foam sword and try to enchant it. That will be 9 on the dice plus 3, 12. So it gets plus 1 harm and magic. Tags and do a little bit more with it.
Very good. I, as we're about to get swarmed, am going to try to heal myself real quick, if I have time to do so.
Yeah, you have time.
Okay, it's quick and it's painful. This might sting. It is a use magic roll. 8 on the dice plus 3 is 11. That is wonderful. It is exceptionally painful, but I do heal 3 harm. Everybody sees some green magic flow from head to toe on Ari Green, and he winces in pain, but looks better for it.
Eldritch magic.
Hey, everybody. Don't put that on me. Should we leave, or is this like a final stand situation for you?
Rash just goes, no! We're leaving. I asked the little boy because I asked his mom to call the library. We're blowing this place up.
We are not killing all those innocent people. We have to stop these things before they get more.
Raj, arm deep in this Rat King. Oh, we're blowing things up. No, we're not. Let's do that. Certainly.
Anyway, I could try to quickly investigate this.
Yeah.
Monster to see what we can do to kill it for good.
Yes.
I'm adept with things that go bump in the night. Oh, 7 on the dice plus 2 is 9. 3, that allows me to hold 1.
Oh, God.
Yep.
Oh, wait a minute. John, you know what I just realized in horror? It wouldn't be that they'd send a nuke. They'd send Hachiko and Leonidas.
Oh, God.
True.
We don't want that.
What can hurt it?
Okay. I think you're looking around and you're watching this and you're watching the inside of this thing move around inside, and you realize something, Ari. It's just a bunch of stuffed animals tied together. It's hitting hard with magic, and you guys are doing a lot of damage, but the reason why it's still going on is it's a G-stall. You guys are doing damage to bits of it, and it's magically entwined. You get the sense that you need to engulf the hole or hit it with something that's packing everything inside. Like if you lit it on fire or some kind of explode. It's basically the problem you guys are having with the one that they seem like they should have killed by now is the fact that it's several tiny bits animating the whole body.
I'm going to try to burn everything in area.
Alright.
Oh, well, that's not great. That's 4 on dice plus 3 is 5, 6, 7. Okay, well, it's a use magic roll, so I choose a glitch. So it is 3 harm, area, magic, obvious, and my glitch will be... I'm just going to say it draws immediate unwelcome attention because it's obvious.
Okay, yeah, I think, Ari, you... How do you want to do this?
I am going to use this Minecraft sword to draw a green sigil in the air that surrounds the creature and then starts to close in on it, binding it and covering it, and then igniting.
Yeah, I think you guys see this, that the signal forms and it starts to crush around this thing and just ignites it, and you hear thousands of thousands from inside the ball as it incinerates and dies.
All right, everybody, quickly. Big damage. You have to hit every inch of these creatures at once.
And I will give you one thing with that. If you roll me a plus sharp.
6 on the dice plus 2 is 8.
I think you see the web again, and there was a concentration of this web where the one you just killed was, but it dissipates. You get a sense that the ones around it seemed to be confused, the thralls.
Can I, with like a use magic roll, make this web visible to my compatriots?
Yeah.
So I don't have to keep explaining it.
Yeah.
5 on the dice plus 3 is an 8. So I'm going to say that also draws immediate unwelcome attention. I think this web will become visible and lit from within by my own green magic so that my friends can see it.
Yeah, you guys kind of see like this hologram of web, this web surrounding, almost web surrounding you, and you see these threads dissipating where the dead Mouse King is. And everyone will be a quick start.
Would you like me to roll as well?
Yeah.
That's an 11 over here.
That is a 14.
It's a 9 on my side.
It's a 6.
Oh, God. Sharp. Yay. Oh, wow. I got a 10.
Okay, so Teddy, I think you're just a shock of like seeing this magic. Just see, you just literally saw like a you forget for a moment as it's being crunched up, you forget for a moment that it's just rats, and it's just the idea of this mascot being crushed and lit on fire. You're not noticing the threads. Wily sees the thread seems to concentrate in the direction of the other two Mouse Kings. While the rest of you, as you're looking around, you see the majority of the threads are focusing in around the Mouse Kings. Like, it's connected to all of them, but there's so many threads going directly into the Mouse King itself. Like, almost like it's an antenna. And you get the sense that kill these Mouse Kings, there's not going to be enough of a network for them to do what they're doing.
Okay, so like Ari just told us, if we can try and take them out fast, we might be able to just to end it, like what they're doing.
Yeah.
Okay. Wily has an idea. He's not sure if it's going to be here, but I know this isn't an arena or anything, so there's probably not a big jumbotron, but is there anything like really big in the ceiling that I might be able to shoot at to like knock down and drop on one of these things? Provided that it wouldn't like hit a bunch of the thralls, because I don't want to hurt them.
Yeah, I would say they had to reconvert the Sears into like a convention center, so there's probably actually got spotlights set up just for the stage.
Okay.
And actually, you know what? There is a Sears. In fact, they made the stage out of the electronics section, so there are a couple of TVs stacked on top of each other on one side of the arena. Or not the arena, but the stage.
Okay. I think that Wily will try to go for one of the lights up above if one looks like it's in line, because he doesn't have the ability to really do a lot of damage fast, and he can't do magic. I think that's his best option to help out here.
Alright.
So I would like to pull out my hunting rifle and shoot at the one of the lights. I got to do the whole, like, Wile E. Coyote, you know, cartoon style of drop, like, a piano on somebody, you know?
What's your weird move?
My weird move? Honestly, I think I forgot to pick a special one.
Cool.
I probably should have picked something like Trust Your Gut or something like that.
Just curious.
My weird is very bad, by the way, So it probably wouldn't help anyways.
Be careful up there. I don't want to have to call the fire department.
I feel like Wily would have a no limits because, you know, cartoon.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing.
So, yeah, that makes sense.
Okay, yeah, roll me an act under pressure to shoot down the light.
I'm actually going to write down no limits because I think that makes sense for future.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so act under pressure, and I have a +1 forward from Alexander.
Nice.
And this thing he did earlier. So that is a 12.
Woo! All right. You guys see one of them rushing towards you like the Hulk, and you just see Wily point his gun upwards. I feel like you don't even look. You're not even aiming. Cartoon style. Like,
nice.
You fire, and you guys just see one of the lights just fall out of the ceiling and just clomp down on the Mouse King, knocking it off balance.
I like it.
Teddy, can you trap that king in place?
I'll try. All right.
You've got this. Beginner's magic.
Okay, that's 4 on the dice, +3 is 7.
Oof. Wonderful.
Okay.
Terrifying.
Yeah. I took high weird for a reason. I will, for the glitch, I will say the effect is of short duration, so we only have a short amount of time to get this guy while he's down.
Alright.
Can I... There are 3 kings. We have one that is practically dead, one that Teddy just wrapped up.
One's done.
Oh, no. One is just dead.
Cool.
So you have 2 kings now. And I will say that it took... That one also took 1 harm from the light, because I like that. It makes sense and it's funny.
Can I engage with the king that Teddy doesn't have wrapped up?
Yeah.
And I want to take the trident, and I'm going to, like, press a hidden button on it and let it expand into like its chained form. And I'm going to try and wrap the trident around it and pin it in place.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh yeah, and as you're heading towards it, Alexander, can you roll me a quick plus sharp?
Sure. Oh god. Drop the dice.
You just eat your dice every time, huh?
Oh, oh god.
I keep dropping them. I need to get a box, clearly.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Cool. Plus sharp is 10.
Okay, so as you're reaching up and you do this, you realize something. This one is bigger.
Mm-hmm.
As you're wrapping around, you can feel through your connection to your weapon. It's definitely feels thicker in the middle. I think you realize this one came with a human shield inside.
Okay, cool. Now I guess I'm going to roll kick some ass and see if I can pin this guy. Let's go. 11 plus 2 minus 1 is still like a 12.
All right, what's your extra effect?
I am going to force them where I want them. I want them like next to the one that Teddy has pinned and just like stuck in place.
You do this and you lash it, and I think some of the damage comes that you do, and it's a 3 for the trident, right?
Yep.
Okay, so you do 2 harm.
There's a reason why they have the angle feature.
Out of character. But yeah, you kind of swing it over and it slams to the other one, kind of like to make a nerd reference. If anyone's played the Ghostbusters video game, you basically proton beam wrangled it into the other one.
Don't cross the beams.
Don't cross the beams.
And they are together.
Mr. Raj, you don't happen to have a flamethrower of any sort, do you?
No, but I have an assault rifle. And Raj drops his chainsaw, pulls out his assault rifle, and starts spraying into him.
Yeah,
and there's a child in one of those.
Just before you do that, I am going to yell, like, hey, this guy's heavier than the other ones.
I'm going to spray at the heavier one.
That's okay.
Oh, God.
No. Oh, God damn.
Are you sure, Brian? Raj, really not going to be that stupid?
Raj actually kind of has an idea. He doesn't want to... How close am I to an exit?
You're the least closest you could ever be, because you guys are literally in the center of the building.
Yeah.
Son of a bitch, I wanted to go outside so I could get my motorcycle. I wanted to drive it into him.
That is wild.
Hold on a sec, guys. This is going to be really cool. Just give me a minute, and I swear I'm coming back.
It just runs away.
Hold them off for like, give me 5 minutes, and Raj is just da da da.
What a
da 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 da.
What a Mordecai ass move.
I'll be right back. Okay, hold on. No, because what I really wanted to know is, where's the gas line at?
You're trying to blow up everything when we just need to smother these creatures.
I don't know if there's a
gas line at?
A gas line? You're probably closer to an exit than the gas line.
God damn it! I'm prepared from all my visions.
Is there an exposed gas line in the middle of this convention?
Okay, hold on. Okay. Wait.
I love you, and I would not be ribbing you if it weren't for the fact that I love you.
Yeah, I wish there's a propane tank close by so I could blow that up. I just want to blow something up for some dumb reason. Hold on.
Actually, you know what, Brian? Roll me a luck.
Oh, God.
Oh, no. Please don't kill any of the innocents. We've done a pretty good job of not killing anybody.
No, I don't want to harm the people. I'll pull a Clark Kent. No, not the people!
Throw yourself in front of your own bullets.
Oh, man.
That's a 5.
For a moment, you look over the side and you think you see a propane tank, but it turns out to just be a cardboard cutout next to another acquisition of the House of Mouse, a middle-aged Texan man named Crank Brill.
Thank you. I had the same idea.
With a sign saying, I love propane and propane accessories.
Look, I'm sorry. Raj just looks at it and goes, Whoa, the boy ain't right. But anyway, he just looks and he's, all right, he's just going to spray the smaller one then. It's like, fine, we'll shoot the bigger one because that one will probably explode. Kind of want that. But no, I'll just shoot this.
All right.
That makes more sense.
Oh, that doesn't sound good.
No, are you okay?
That's a 4.
Oh.
Oh, my.
Well, I think you guys see Raj line up this shot, and then he just suddenly gets tackled by several Sprawls that are jabbing him with their stun guns, and you take 2 harm and stunned.
Oh, God. Yeah, Raj is definitely unstable.
Try to take advantage of these two being trapped for a short time and get that child out with the zipper in the back, if I can.
All right.
What would you like? I can force of will if it's being magically held, or I can act under pressure if it's mundane.
Let's do a force of will.
I love that. So I'm going to run up to the back of the larger one and do a green sigil in the air and kind of force my hand through the sigil, which then starts to go through the back of the creature to pull the kid out. Let's see. Force of will. Please roll well. That is 6 on the dice. Plus 3 is 7, 8, 9. So it works, but I take 1 harm.
All right. Yeah, I think you do this, and you just see like the bear turn inside out and fling out this not quite a man, not quite a kid, this teenage looking intern. In fact, this female intern, and in fact, Ari, you know this intern from the memories of working here. This is Anna Fitzpatrick.
Hello, Anna. Good to see you again.
She's also not been paid.
Oh, no.
What's going on? Ari, what's going on?
Hi, Anna. I am going to open an interdimensional portal into a locked bathroom with a child, and then you're going to step through and stay safe.
That's...
And I'm going to try to do just that.
That's a very succinct summary of what's going on here. Yeah.
There's a pause at the end. It's like, that's the sanest thing I've seen all day, so let's do it.